on with the show. Got a great program lined up for you with an hour of music that contains new material from Why We Love, Good Sports, and Georgia Tuma. Today's reissue song is from the Ramones off of their classic 1978 release. And then we've got lots more entertainment to go, which is why you stay tuned to Freeform Radio, WMFO. Let's get the show started with something new from a band called The Night Cafe. Well, actually, I've got my wrong notes here. Anyway, we're going to get this started with Pale Spectres. They're a French band. They have been around for a couple years. They've got a few singles under their name. They've got a new single out right now. It's called Your Boyfriend's Girlfriend. So new music from Pale Spectres here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
Get your head around what your heart already knows. I can see it. feel nothing. And battered, cold and afraid of the night, lonely and shattered. Can you feel me call back? I can feel you call back. Oh, I never felt the way that I'm feeling tonight. Baby, got me feeling all right.
New music from Paper Lions here on Freeform Radio, Tufts University 91.5 WMFO. It's music you might otherwise miss. My name is TK, and we're finishing off the opening set of the 10 o'clock hour was Paper Lions. They originally known as the Chucky Danger Band, but they changed their name back in 2008. They're a seasoned four-piece indie rock band from Belfast, Prince Edward Island in Canada. And they're quite prolific. They have been releasing new material each year over the past 4 years at least. Newest addition to their catalog is this single, which you just sampled, and that was Call Back. Changing musical directions with Sleepy Dreamers. Sleepy Dreamers are an unsigned four-piece neo-folk band out of Melbourne, Australia. They released an EP, Creatures, in March of 2013, which garnered attention from radio stations in Australia. That taste of success put them back in the studio, and they've been slowly building their brand ever since. The latest effort from Sleepy Dreamers is another single, and it is titled Timmy Wispagold. It's a lovely melodic sound, and I can't imagine these guys being unsigned for too much longer. New music from Sleepy Dreamers here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
Still got my doubts. So one more time I'll have to say I think I'll stay in my hometown. At first it was the beach. Now I'm just living cheap. I'm living where I can with what I have to live with.
That's the latest material from Sales here on Freeform Radio, Tufts University, 91.5 WMFO. My name is TK, and you're tuned in to music you might otherwise miss. Sales, all capitals, and spelled like the action and not the sailboat kind of thing. They are Lauren Morgan and Jordan Shee. They are an alt-pop duo. They play some samba-infused up-tempo pop for the most part. I found these guys about 2 years ago, and I still play their first single, Chinese New Year, like all the time. It's an amazing song. Check it out if you haven't heard it already. Anyway, so Sales has been releasing singles so far this year, two of them. That tune, Ivy, came out about 4 days ago, and I believe there's an LP in the works, and I'm following them on Facebook and SoundCloud, so I'll keep my ears open, and I'm really thinking it is going to happen because they have a date at the Middle East on April 27th. They are the opening act for Tangerine, which I am going. I'm on that guest list for that show, so I am heading over there myself and looking forward to checking out a live show from them.
My grades were bad.
I appeared to be doing good at my school life, but if you would see me at home, it would have been a completely different story.
I mean, it was just rough focusing on school when your mother is somebody you have to take care of.
There are students who need somebody.
Communities and Schools is helping more than 1.3 million kids get whatever they need to succeed in school. You can help change the picture of education at communitiesandschools.org.
I hear people say we can't save every kid, but I think that we can.
Next up is a little tune from a band called Tancred. So Tancred, they are an alt-pop slash rock mixed-gendered trio currently out of Maine. Jess Abbott fronts the band and is, well, it's her latest configuration of said band. A couple years ago, Jess was living in Minneapolis trying to make a go of it under that same moniker. When that wasn't panning out, she moved back to New England and expanded her concept into a trio, got a new record label. In fact, they're now on Polyvinyl, which is one of my go-to labels when I do show research. Anyway, so Miss Abbott is back with her new full-length album, Out of the Garden, which had a street date of April 1st. The tune I picked for you is called Control Me. New music from Tancred here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss. Stay right by the radio. We have today's lineage with Gypsy and the Cat right after the latest here from Why We Run. New music from Why We Run here on Freeform Radio, Tufts University, 91.5 WMFO. Why We Run, they are an alt-pop indie quartet. They're based out of Sydney, Australia. This young band is putting the finishing touches on their new album, which will be titled Hologram. It'll be coming out, I believe, in June of this year. They're getting some good production help on this effort. I was reading on the band's SoundCloud page that all the songs were produced, mixed by Wayne Connolly. And Connolly has worked with the Paper Kites, Boy and Bear, and Cloud Control, which is a fine resume. The track I just aired was A Moment in Truth. Oh, and by the way, I was researching the band for my show this morning. I was able to procure another track from the yet-to-be-released album, and I will throw that in next week's show. All right, it's time for our first feature. It's called The Lineage. The part of the show when I'm going to play a new tune from an artist and follow it up with a selection from their past. It's always a little fun. Helps add some perspective to an artist's career. And today's pick is Gypsy and the Cat. So, Gypsy and the Cat, they are an indie alt/dream pop duo. Originally from Melbourne, Australia. I found these boys back in 2010 with the release of their dynamite single, Jonah Vark. In 2012, these young businessmen started their own record label, and they named it Alsatian Music, which allowed them artistic freedom on the release of their second album, The Late Blue, in summer of 2012. They are now putting the finishing touches in their third full-length album. I don't have the name of the disc yet, but I sure will find out shortly. This is the first pre-release single. It's called Inside Your Mind. But we'll see how that goes when it comes out the album. So, anyways, again, it's just I just want to be somebody else. And this is Gypsy and the Cat. They are today's Lineage here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
There's a darkness in my room. Guess I could be someone new and fade away.
Freeform Radio, Tufts University 91.5. WMFO, TK here with you. It's music you might otherwise miss. Finishing up with today's lineage, that was Gypsy and the Cat with Bloom for their 2012 effort, The Late Blue. If you want to check out today's new release show playlist in its entirety, I will be posting it shortly at my website, which is tksmusic.com. That's tksmusic.com. While you're there checking out the playlist, I also have posted some links for free downloadable songs and some videos. And there's also an email function if you want to send me a note. It's all there for you online. Check it out at tksmusic.com. Keeping the tunes going here today with a visit to today's reissue release of the week. It's from the Ramones, and the album that has been re-released was their fourth, or is their fourth one, Road to Ruin. The effort was originally released in 1978. This American punk rock band out of Queens in New York was so influential and probably the first band to, I guess, really define punk rock. I always got a kick out of that they were all Ramones, the band members, even though none of them were related. All four band members have since passed away. The last member to pass away was Tommy Ramone, the drummer. He died in 2014. I was a huge fan of these guys. I was in my late teens for their first four albums, and they became a staple in my college dorm room playlists. This album had tunes on it like I Just Want to Have Something to Do, the Searchers cover of Needles and Pins, which I really liked, and of course, my favorite, though, I Want to Be Sedated. So this is the Ramones with our reissue song of the week here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss. Freeform Radio, Tufts University, 91.5 WMFO. TK spinning the latest for you here at Music You Might Otherwise Miss. Closing off that two songs, that was a new song from Sizu. That's S-E-A-Z-O-O. Sizu is a mixed-gendered indie alt-pop five-piece from North Wales in the UK. They've been together in differing configurations for a couple of years now and have released two EPs, have another one on the way. The new one will be titled Jumbo, and it is due out later this year. In the meantime, the band has released that single, which I just aired. It's called Telephone Jones. Next on the playlist is an unsigned indie pop artist from Uxbridge in the UK. Her stage name is Baby Arms, which I think is a funny name for a band. Her given name is Jennifer Doveton. She was with a band called Color Me Wednesday. However, she opted to branch out into a solo career. This musical incarnation is so new for Ms. Doveton that she only has one song. It's called A Sign to her name, and it's really just a demo. However, I really liked it, and I now friended her on Facebook so I can keep track of what she is doing. See, what do you think? New music from Baby Arms here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
Exhaustion.
Freeform Radio from Tufts University, 91.5 WMFO. TK here with you. It's music you might otherwise miss. Closing off that two-song set was new stuff from Agua Roja. They're a mixed-gendered indie alt-pop trio from Paris, France. It's unusual. It's like the second band on today's show from Paris. That's I'm not getting as much as I used to. Yeah, it's ever since Phoenix. I don't know. Anyway, I like that band because they have a Spanish name. They sing in English, but they're Parisian. How international of them. They've only been together a short time with an EP and now a new single to their name, which is what you just sampled. That tune was Joey. I really like that song. Next up is an unsigned, mixed-gendered indie alt-rock four-piece out of Southern California, the San Diego area. As a matter of fact, they are the Varigolds, and they have just self-released their debut 9-song album for Margaret. They did that last week. It's quite impressive, and I was taken with several of the tracks and had a difficult time of just picking one to share with you this morning. Ended up going with the cut All the Same. New music from the Varigolds here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
Thank you.
91.5 WMFO, TK here with you. Let me slip in one more from Lamalo, L-A-M-A-L-O, all capitals. They're an electronica pop duo based out of Sydney, Australia. These two gents like enlisting the help of Kim Venn for the vocals on several of the tracks that they released. The song I procured for you this morning is called Cable Cars. Of course, please stay tuned for hours two and three of music you might otherwise miss. WMFO in Medford. Welcome to part two of Music You Might Otherwise Miss. In this segment, I have tunes for you from The Replacements, Smashing Pumpkins, and The English Beat. Plus, I have new tunes from Dragon.